101.7 FM and AM 920 KWAD, Central Minnesota's information station. CJ Baumgartner on this Thursday. Good morning. It's 8:23, 16 degrees in downtown Wadena. And we're also saying good morning to Kim Daly of Wadena County 4-H. Kim, how's it going this morning?
Great. How about you?
Doing good. Great to have you back up in studio. I know last month you were down at the state tournament, and that's for wrestling, and we did it over the phone, but it's great to have you back up here.
Yeah, it's great to be here in person. I like it.
All right, so what's going on with Wadena County 4-H?
Well, March was a very busy month for us. We had a lot of different things going on. We brought some things to Wadena. We took some things out of town. We had our very first poultry team project bowl up in Bemidji, and we had six young ladies go up there and compete with their knowledge of poultry. So that was fun. I know it's been a thing here in the past, but not since I've been around. So that was exciting. And their club leader took them up there and they competed in all things about poultry. Speaking of poultry, we had our first session of three. We had a poultry camp here in Wadena last Saturday. And even with a last-minute cancellation of the speaker, we were able to entertain about 40 people from eight different counties. So they learned all about birds and what they can bring to the fair and what kind of birds are considered poultry and what are not. We did two more project days in Wadena and in Monaga. And at each of these project days, we have at least one new family sign up with 4-H. So we're reaching a new crowd, and we love that. We did regional ambassador training. Our ambassadors are our teen leaders, and we did that at the Pizza Ranch a couple Saturdays ago. We had 34 kids from four different counties. So we're moving and shaking and getting to know the counties around us and offering them opportunities and vice versa.
And talk about that opportunity and that relationship to kind of, like you said, reach out to some other counties and help out and just really, because the goal is just to grow 4-H through all these kids.
It absolutely is. Even though we're Wadena County 4-H, you can live in any county you choose. We don't care if you are a Todd County resident, but the Wadena County Fair is closer for you. So if it's a convenience thing, if you have friends that are in our county or vice versa, we've had people who were in Wadena County 4-H previously, and because of the fair timing or because of other reasons, they go to another county, and we encourage it. I'm very good friends with all of the educators around, and we love to just bring opportunity for all kids. It doesn't matter which county you're in.
Sure. And what was it like with all these poultry events, just getting to see these kids learn more and just seeing their engagement? How fun was that?
Oh, absolutely fun. It was a great time. Like I said, we had a last minute cancellation. So I called in a favor at 10 o'clock at night, and the gal who stepped in was amazing. And the kids were engaged and they learned so much about the restrictions and the avian flu and the fun and the different breeds. There's over 3,000 breeds of chickens that they can choose from. There's probably more.
And you know, never a bad time to learn how to raise your own eggs a little bit too, right?
Absolutely. Yes. We talked about different characteristics of different types of birds, whether you're going to raise a meat bird or a laying hen. And it was a great time. I think the kids learned a lot. We played some trivia and played a little bingo, so had some fun in the middle.
All right. Awesome. And so is there anything else coming up with Wadena County 4-H that you want to let people know about? Do a little bit of promotion.
Absolutely. We have one more project day scheduled for April 15th. It was rescheduled because of the weather, of course. That will be at the Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Sabika. And registration, if you want to register in person, it starts at 8:30 and it goes from 9 to noon. During that time, you'll be able to complete two different projects, and we've got woodworking and sewing and cooking and all sorts of fun things. We also have our statewide dog trainer, Train the Trainer event will be held here in Wadena this year. So that's for dog leaders or anyone in the dog project who wants to learn how to become a trainer.
Sure.
So that's kind of a neat thing that we're having. And then it's just all things fair. We're working on the premium book, the green book. We got to get that ready to send out to families. We're prepping. We have the livestock show scheduled. We've got a really fun thing coming up. I've partnered with the Mad Hatters, and we're going to put on a little skit at the county fair.
Oh, all right.
So in early May, we'll be auditioning young people for that. So I will make sure to touch base with you on that next time we're here.
All right, awesome. And, you know, like you said, the fair is coming up. Even though you look outside and it looks like it's January, we got to start thinking about summertime pretty quickly.
Exactly. Yes, we're trying to get all of the boats and vehicles out of storage on the 15th. So knock on wood that the snow is out of the way for us.
All right. And, Kim, anything else going on with Wadena County 4-H that you want to share with us? Any upcoming events? Anything, just any messages you want to get out there while we got you here?
Well, for new families, it's not too late to join 4-H. We can, if you call me or stop by the office, I will hook you up with a club in your community, and you can still exhibit at the fair. Or if you want to explore what other things 4-H does, like shooting sports or dog training, there's still time for that as well.
All right, awesome. And Kim, you mentioned if any kids or families want to get involved. What if somebody wants to get involved as a volunteer? What's the best way to do that?
Oh, same way. Call me. My phone number at the office is 631-7623. Or come find me in the highway department over on Harry Rich Drive. We love our volunteers. We've gotten 3 new volunteers signed up in the last 10 days, and the one is just amazing. She's been coming in one day a week just to help out in the office and organize things, and I look forward to working with her again today.
And what's it like just seeing that people coming together and these new people wanting to help out and give their time? Because it's all about the kids and teaching them these skills that are life lessons. And how awesome is it to see community members come together to try and do this?
It is the best feeling ever. This is the most rewarding job I've ever had in my life. And it's so fun to do it back home where I grew up and to watch the kids' engagement and to watch the adults have fun with the kids. And you are. You're training the next generation. You're teaching them life skills that they'll carry on forever.
We're talking with Kim Daly of Wadena County 4-H. She comes on the first Thursday of the month and chats with us about what's going on, what's upcoming with Wadena County 4-H. And it's a pleasure to have you again in studio, Kim. And we look forward to talking with you again next month. And this time, we really, really hope there's no snow.
Yes, I hope so too. Thank you, CJ.
That's Kim Daly of Wadena County 4-H. Again, stops with us on the first Thursday of every month around this time and gives us an update on Wadena County 4-H. Now, if you missed any part of this interview, just head over to our website, wadenaradio.com, or the KWAD Facebook page, and you can listen to the whole interview there and get more information on Wadena County 4-H.